From NPR News, this is All Things Considered. I'm Michelle Norris.
And I'm Robert Siegel. 5 years ago today, the U.S. Senate approved the resolution authorizing President Bush to use military force in Iraq. Several Democratic senators who voted for that resolution are now presidential contenders, and most have expressed regrets. One who has not is the current Democratic frontrunner, Hillary Clinton. And when the Senate voted late last month on a resolution calling part of Iran's army a terrorist group, Clinton was the only Democratic presidential candidate who supported it. As NPR's David Wellner reports, once again, she's making no apologies for a vote that she's had to defend on the campaign trail.
Last Sunday, at a campaign stop in New Hampton, Iowa, Hillary Clinton was clearly irritated by a man who questioned her judgment in voting for the Iran resolution, which designates the Iranian Revolutionary Guard Corps a terrorist group. Clinton defended that vote, saying it could facilitate diplomatic and economic sanctions against Iran.
Because what wasn't in what you read to me, that somebody obviously sent to you,
I take exception. This is my own research.
Let me finish telling you.
Words. No one sent that.
Well,
I am offended that you would suggest.
Well, I apologize. It's just that I've been asked the very same question in three other places. So let me apologize.
Those questions began the same day Clinton voted for the resolution, later that evening at a Democratic candidates debate in New Hampshire. After John Edwards criticized her vote, Mike Gravel chimed in.
And it is essentially a fig leaf to let George Bush go to war with Iran. And I want to congratulate Biden for voting against it, Dodd for voting against it, and I'm ashamed of you, Hillary, for voting for it.
That prompted this from NBC's Tim Russert, who was moderating the debate.
Senator Clinton, I want to give you a chance to respond.
Well, I don't know where to start. But
Clinton showed no regrets about targeting Iran's Revolutionary Guard Corps.
In what we voted for today, we will have an opportunity to designate it as a terrorist organization, which gives us the options to be able to impose sanctions on the primary leaders to try to begin to put some teeth into all this talk about dealing with Iran.
One foreign policy expert who's been watching the fallout from Clinton's Iran vote says he's not surprised she's being challenged on it. Stephen Clements of the nonpartisan New America Foundation says voters are deeply suspicious of congressional resolutions relating to war.
They're sending a signal. They're paying attention to what Congress is doing in terms of enabling the executive branch and then recognizing there's a complicity in the war that we're in today. And there was a complicity 5 years ago, and many Americans won't stand for it again.
Those suspicions are shared by Virginia Democratic Senator James Webb. He spoke out against the Iran resolution right before the Senate passed it.
If we are saying that the Iranian Revolutionary Guards are conducting terrorist activities, what we are saying, in effect, is that the Revolutionary Guards are conducting military activities against us. This has the danger of becoming a de facto authorization for military force against Iran.
A few days later, Webb got an amendment adopted by the Senate barring any funding for an attack on Iran without congressional approval, and Clinton signed on as a co-sponsor. She's also sought to shore up her credibility on Iran by repeatedly reminding crowds that last February she warned President Bush in a speech on the Senate floor not to wage war in Iran without authority from Congress. Anthony Cordesman, who's an expert on military affairs in the Middle East, says it's unfair for some to contend Clinton's given President Bush an opening on Iran.
There frankly is no conceivable reason to accuse Senator Clinton of somehow giving a wink and a nod to an attack on Iran, except narrow personal political advantage.
Still, that hasn't stopped the questions that keep coming on the campaign trail. David Wellner, NPR News.